Time now for business news. Survivors of disasters, hurricanes, fires, often say they try to grab the family photo album as they go out the door. These days, that might mean grabbing a computer or a box of CD-ROMs. NPR's Larry Abramson reports that people whose computers were swamped by Katrina are now looking for ways to save their photos or the data they need to restart a business.
People sometimes go to extraordinary lengths to save their digital information. Scott Guidano, co-founder of a data recovery company called Drive Savers, tells the story of a professional juggler who lost her laptop when the cruise ship she was on sank in the Amazon River.
So against all international law, a rented scuba gear went down 20 feet, broke into the bridge, got down to her stateroom, and got her laptop out.
Drive Savers, based in Novato, California, was able to retrieve the personal memoir stored on the juggler's computer. Now, Guidano is hearing from people like the couple who rescued their computers after they saved themselves by climbing a tree to escape flooding.
And then they came down and they got their computer and their laptop, which was already outside the house in the water, and they got them to dry ground, and those are on the way to Drive Savers.
Data recovery companies are expecting a lot of soggy hard drives, CD-ROMs, DVDs, thumb drives, even those 5 1/4-inch floppy disks. They'll be taken to labs like this one at OnTrack Data Recovery in Reston, Virginia, where a technician is making a copy of a damaged hard drive. Engineering manager Hubert King explains that his staff works in this special clean room where fans protect the drives from new contaminants.
So basically he's getting a sector-by-sector image of the drive. The drives that are opened in the clean room typically experience mechanical problems. As I said, drives have been in a fire or in a flood.
King says people often make one key mistake. They try to fix the hard drive themselves.
You know, if the drive is banging the click, and they will attempt to open it up themselves and tinker around with it, see if they can fix it, thus causing perhaps more problems for us when we receive it in here.
King also urges people not to dry the equipment out, since that just speeds up the decay. He says they should send it in, damp, in a plastic bag to a recovery company. King says that by carefully reconstructing each chunk of data, his staff can rescue all but the most desperate cases. Much of the information that's at risk is of more than sentimental value. Michael Stankard of Exchange Recovery Clinic in Safety Harbor, Florida, is getting calls from many businesses who need to salvage data immediately.
They're business things, so they know what orders they need to fulfill. They know where their salespeople are going to go.
Stankard says many affected companies are struggling to find alternative office space, and when they do, they need his help to get their information systems up and running again.
Is there any way that you could hook us up with our mail in an exchange environment? And a lot of times we can't, but at least we can get them their personal mail folders, and their people can have access to the mail, and they can send and receive mail.
Stankard and other information recovery specialists say this disaster is a case study of the need to have redundant business computers far from headquarters. His Florida-based company has backup capacity in the United Kingdom and in Texas. Katrina also demonstrates the need to make new backups on tape or CD on a regular basis, although Scott Guidano of Drive Savers says that didn't help people hit by a storm of this size.
In this particular kind of situation, many people are backed up, but of course the backup is inundated as well.
Guidano says as a seasoned professional, he often keeps a backup of key business records stored safely in a cooler in the back seat of his car. Larry Abramson, NPR News.